Welcome to Connection Point, GovConnections podcast series, where we focus on strategies and trends in infrastructure, IT optimization, data management, and much more. I'm your host, James Hilliard. Virtualization has had a dramatic effect on the way the data centers operate, and now businesses want to apply the same cost-cutting technology to their employees' PCs. Thanks to virtual desktop infrastructure, VDI, that's now possible. So on today's podcast, we are going to discuss virtual desktop infrastructure. Joining us is Chet Robinson, Client Virtualization Solutions Business Manager with HP. He's been there for over 6 years. He's been involved with the client virtualization and thin clients in some capacity for pretty much that entire time. Chet is an admitted technophile, enjoys his job tremendously. He's also been working in the IT channel for over 9 years, holds a lot of technical and sales certifications, and currently manages the distribution and direct reseller client virtualization for HP. Chet, really do want to thank you for joining me today.
No problem. Happy to do it.
All right, Chet, my first question is, these days, why are organizations choosing to virtualize their desktops?
Well, there's a lot of answers to that question. Most of the companies that we speak to at HP and with our partners are looking to virtualize for a couple big ones. And, you know, first on that list is definitely going to be security. People concerned about client security, you know, who has their data, what are they doing with data. Desktop virtualization is you know, a natural upgrade to client security in that all data now resides on a server instead of on people's desktops. Along those same lines would be, you know, questions around compliance, people that need to be HIPAA compliant or SOX compliant, or have some sort of need to be able to track who has data, what they do with that data. So those are kind of those intangible issues that really push the solution. Going green is another big one, wanting to save money on power costs, wanting to conserve resources. Thin clients and client virtualization is a dramatic lessening of how much power is consumed to do your client computing. So those are some big reasons. And of course, the biggest reason is savings. Savings that come from reducing downtime, savings that come from, you know, cheaper equipment, savings that come from more easily managing your clients. All of those really factor into what we call, you know, TCO, the total cost of ownership of owning a PC. All of those things factor into why a company today would want to virtualize their desktop.
Is VDI today only the realm of the larger organizations? Is it something that small, medium-sized businesses can take advantage of?
What's interesting about VDI is you know, there's a lot of people involved in this industry aside from HP. Obviously, we bring together from a hardware and somewhat from a software perspective the whole solution. And then we rely on companies like VMware, Citrix, Microsoft to really push these solutions. And one of the things that everybody is pushing for today is getting the technology both feasible and implementable, as well as, you know, cost-effective for SMB. And I would say that, yes, this is something that we see today in our larger enterprise customers all the way down to SMB.
In terms of the current marketplace, are there any major changes that you can point to either over, say, the past year or coming in the next few months that are really going to affect VDI?
So some of the cool things that are happening today is innovation. You know, innovation coming from HP, you know, innovation we do with our hardware on the client side, innovation we're doing with our hardware on the server side. We are partnering up with companies like Intel and AMD, are able to push the boundaries of how many virtual desktops you can put per server. And that's really kind of a benchmark of how much VDI is going to cost you, is how many VMs you can put on your servers. And typically you're seeing anywhere from 30 to 40, but there's technology coming about now and things like dodeca core processors, which is 12 core processors, that are going to allow companies to put hundreds, literally hundreds of virtual machines on one server. That's going to dramatically reduce the cost of VDI and really enable people to have true PC-like experience. The other things I would point to would be changes that have come about in the marketplace relative to multimedia and graphics support. It's always kind of been an issue with VDI is how do I do streaming audio, streaming video? You know, how do I even possibly work with CAD files or 3D?
Chet, you bring up the idea that in the past there have been some graphics and multimedia issues. Specifically, what has HP been doing to really alleviate some of those concerns of end users?
Well, you know, we're a hardware company, but of course we're a company of innovation. So on the software side, there's actually been a number of things that we have done. But I definitely don't want to discount the fact that we rely on and encourage and co-invest together with our software partners. But let me start with what we're doing. So there's a couple things that we've introduced into the marketplace. The first one is called RGS, or Remote Graphics Software. Now, RGS is software that actually came from our workstation team and our workstation investment. It's technology that we developed for NASA. It was built to be able to do 3D multimedia CAD type of work across a vast distance and over a wire. So you're able to access a remote PC maybe from the other side of the world and actually use that PC to do your work in real time. We've been able to leverage that technology and apply it to VDI. So we actually have a very, very robust 3D CAD type of solution that enables somebody in a VDI environment to do very, very good graphics in a very positive way. The other thing that we've done is we've kind of taken a light approach as well, and we've got this technology called RDP enhancements, or remote desktop protocol enhancements. RDP enhancements is a for free solution from HP, something that we bundle complementary with our thin clients. And actually, it does enable you to do streaming audio, streaming video, has a number of codecs associated with it that it supports from Windows Media Video to QuickTime, MPEG, that sort of thing, that allows you to do these streaming audio video things in a VDI environment absolutely for free.
And Chet, what about some of the partner companies? What are they doing?
So from a partner standpoint, HP has very close relationships with Microsoft, VMware, Citrix. All of these companies today are heavily investing in this end-user experience in VDI. So Microsoft themselves actually acquired a company called Calista that specialized in this market, and they're rolling that technology into something they call RDP7. Today we use RDP6 as a primary connection protocol to connect to a VDI environment. RDP7 is going to introduce some dramatic improvements in multimedia performance. VMware, with their Vue product, is actually bundling a lot of stuff into their connection broker. So as you see their VMware Vue connection broker bundled onto HP thin clients and onto our hardware, we see a very tight integration between us and them from hardware and software that also enables multimedia acceleration in these environments. Citrix also has a technology they call HDX. HDX is really cool stuff that allows you to do, again, this high-end streaming audio, streaming video, even 3D stuff in a Citrix environment. So we're doing a lot on our own. We're also heavily relying and encouraging and working with our partners to really enable this true PC-like, even high-end PC-like experience in a VDI environment.
It does sound like then if someone tried VDI 2 years ago, and for some reason had a bad taste in their mouth, you know, worth that relook today because all that innovation has happened over that period of time?
Absolutely. I mean, especially anybody that even tried, you know, longer than 12 months ago, this is a completely different technology. Most of the complaints we saw early on were, yeah, we like the idea of centralization. We like the cost savings associated with it. We like the fact that we eliminate desk site support, that we have centralized images and centralized software. It's very easy to update and maintain. But we hate the fact that when our end users log on, they type and it takes a half second before the typing shows up on the screen. It's a common complaint and a common, you know, these performance issues were very common. And really, those have completely gone away in the last 12 months.
One of the things that I've started hearing about just for the first time recently, Chet, is the idea that some folks are trying to get more life out of some of the hardware they have, including repurposing desktops as really access devices for VDI. My question to you, and again, this is something that is new to me that I've started hearing about, is this a good practice? Are there any advantage to this, disadvantages?
So the advantage to repurposing desktops is obviously cost. Right, the fact that you can leverage your existing equipment, and if cost is your primary issue, then absolutely look at repurposing desktops. However, if really, you know, you're concerned about total cost of ownership, I would heavily counsel and encourage somebody to look at using brand new thin clients as access devices. And the reason being is that when we look at the return on investment in this sort of infrastructure, right? This is a big change. You're looking at completely centralizing your desktops. And a lot of this ROI comes from the fact that you can now distance yourself from providing that endpoint desk side support. And what happens if somebody repurposes a desktop is you're still dealing with a complete operating system. You're still dealing with hardware, old hardware, in fact, you know, hard drives, power supplies, fans, and thin clients today don't have any of that. You're able to distance yourself from this desk side maintenance and kind of desktop maintenance that you're used to. So really, I would counsel customers if they're really looking to maximize the ROI in a client virtualization, desktop virtualization scenario, I would heavily encourage them to look at thin clients.
Hey, Chet, good recommendation there, and that's where we're going to wrap things up. I want to thank you for our chat today. Also, a big thank you to our listeners. And more than ever, IT departments want to realize the benefits of desktop virtualization: cost savings, ease of management, improved security, and platform independence. The challenge is often, where to start, and how to determine if VDI is a good fit for your organization and users. GovConnections VDI assessment services can give you a clear starting point and help you make fact-based implementation decisions with data derived from your own applications and deployed assets. So, if you want any more information about VDI, HP Solutions, and those assessment services, you can contact your GovConnection account manager or go online to govconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us.